Hi, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Yes, it's that time of year.
Tax time?
That's what I was going to say. It sounded like tax season, but no. Halloween is closing in. This is like the end of September. So, October's coming. I'm excited.
Whoopee.
Oh, man, all the fun Halloween stuff and all the good ghost shows and things will be on. And,
and we won't have the time to watch them.
Well, that's what DVR is for. Thankfully, I have that now. We do have our upcoming meetings. And the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society is, we have meetings throughout the month, different areas. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30 p.m. There's a next one coming up is on Wednesday, October 4th, the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road. That's the Central Jersey Division, headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish, team leaders. After that will be October 17th by yours truly, the Northwest Division. That's out in Hackettstown. That's at 293 Main Street. It's a community center where we had our ghost conference this past April, and it's in the Blue Room. And then after that is Bogota, the last Thursday of the month, October 26th. That's the Northeast Division, headed up by Laura Lindemann, the team leader. And that takes place in the Bogota Recreation Center, which is located at 162 West Main Street. I was telling Brian before we decided to record this show that I just got an e-voice message. And apparently there's a DJ who has a show in Central Florida, he said, and he goes, in his message, he said, I wish I had known about you guys when I lived in New Jersey. So he didn't, I guess he's moved after the NJGHS was formed. And, but anyway, he would like me to be on as one of the guests for his special Halloween show that he's doing. So, and it'll be on streaming audio, he said, over the internet. So that'll be cool. So when I get all the, I'll give him a call back and tomorrow and find out more about it. When I get the details, I will definitely put it through the Yahoo groups and put it on the website and let you know on the next show. So if people want to catch that, that could be cool.
Movie and radio star.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. don't, you know, the movie, I'll tell you. It was, it's neat. It was funny because when they finished doing the one, like I think it was the seventh take, that we're talking about the movie, I think it's going to be called The Haunting of Danbury House.
You didn't get your one line right?
No, no. Well, they do it over and over again because they're trying to get everybody to do what they're supposed to do.
Different shots, different angles.
So, finally, Carl says, all right, let's do, we get it right, and everybody's clapping. Yay, good work, good work. Carl's like, let's do one more, do it again, one more for safety. And I thought of the movie Ed Wood, because I remember Ed Wood's cameraman saying to him, well, he does the one shot, and he goes, hey, Ed, don't you want to take another one for safety, and Ed's like, no, it's fine. So when Carl said we have to do one more take for safety, I looked at the other guy, Tony Rugnett, and I'm like, oh, apparently this isn't Ed Wood Productions, and he got it. He got the joke.
He must be old, too.
Now, Ed Wood, Johnny Depp played him. Remember the movie Ed Wood?
That's probably why I didn't see it.
But you know what? Dolores Fuller, who was Ed Wood's girlfriend, now in the movie Ed Wood with Johnny Depp, Sarah Jessica Parker played Dolores Fuller. I met the real Dolores Fuller. And that's when I first met Carl. Didn't even realize it was like not till I saw him years later. I'm like, wait a minute, I know you. Well, it was in the green room at a CN8. When we were going to be on for Morbid Mobile Tours on our Halloween show, the Family Talk, the Halloween episode. And we were all back in the green room, and there was Dolores Fuller and her companion and Carl, and I think Dina, the Scream Queen, was there too. And she's just an absolutely lovely, lovely person. And a lady. I would definitely, after meeting her, she's a throwback to when gents were gents and ladies were ladies. She's a lady. She carries herself like that. Really, just very sweet, very professional.
Just the opposite of you.
Yeah. Yes, take Laura and reverse. No. But, she was really neat. Well, I don't know why, but a while ago I just was, scoping out, Well, what really caught my eye was I saw on Netflix. Carl's videos are in Netflix.
Wow.
You can Netflix and add to your queue The Ghost of Angela Webb.
Good movie.
And Ironbound Vampire, which I saw the name Dolores Fuller. I'm like, is that the Dolores Fuller that I met? Well, sure enough, I click on it. And then you goes to another link, and it brings up an entire biographical data sheet on Dolores Fuller. And I did not realize the career that this woman had. I mean, they even pointed out of all the people who were in what they called Ed Wood's orbit, and she was one of them, and yet she left the orbit and was the only one that really go on to have some success. And you know what her main success was?
What?
Writing songs.
Okay.
And discovering talent. She's the one who discovered Tanya Tucker.
Wow.
Yeah, and she wrote songs. She co-wrote, the first song that she co-wrote was a hit that got in the movie Blue Hawaii that Elvis Presley performed. And she went on to write a couple more songs for him to record and some other artists. And so
wow.
She did, and then she had her own talent agency and discovered Tanya Tucker. She discovered Johnny, he had a long name and she shortened it, Johnny Rivers.
Okay.
She discovered him, marketed. So, really neat, really neat lady. So anyway, I remember Carl telling me that when they had the premiere of Ed Wood, you know, and Sarah Jurassica Parker played Dolores. I'm sorry, Sarah, but, you know, she just, I don't know. I've always heard such, I haven't met her in person, so I shouldn't hold judgment, but I have never heard anything nice about the woman, let's put it that way.
I don't even find her attractive at all.
She's got a very strong body, you know, you got to give her credit for that. But in some ways, I think when the woman's arms get that muscular, it's kind of gross looking.
Bodybuilders? Blah.
Yeah, it's, you know, her arms are, I think to have your arms toned looks nice, but when they start really where like you're standing there and it looks stringy muscular, it's like, ooh. Actually, she was at the Tony Awards that I was at a couple years ago, and the whole time I'm sitting there in the audience thinking she's going to fall out of this dress. And I mean, this dress was strapless, and she doesn't have much up top to stuff into it to begin with.
Right.
And I think it was Hugh Jackman, and he picks her out of the audience and brings her up on stage with him to dance around, and you could tell she was kind of like, I can't move like that, I'm going to expose my, you know. But anyway, at the premiere of Ed Wood, Dolores, you know, afterwards went up to Sarah to say, you know, I'm the part you played. I'm Dolores Fuller. And Sarah just totally blew her off. She was like, whatever, you know, and just like walked by her. And I'm like, when I heard that, my heart sunk because I was like, I met Dolores and she was so sweet. And even like the next day after I met her, Jeff and I had gone to Chiller Con, and there she was at Chiller Con, and she said, oh, I recognize you two from the other night, and she took out one of her pictures, we got the one with her, Bela Lugosi, and Ed Wood, and she autographed it to the Ghost Hunters, you know, Dolores, so like, oh, wow.
Where's that picture?
That was lost in the Furniture Exchange of
okay.
2002, yes. But it's still in Westfield on his wall, and, you know. He kept our whole, Jeff and I used to go to all these things and meet people, and, I mean, like Candace Hillegas, famous, you know, like if you're into the stuff we were into, but you don't know her?
No.
She was the star actress in Carnival of Souls.
Never saw it.
Oh, you got to rent it. Get it, and you can get it from Netflix, Carnival of Souls. It's really, I mean, I know in today's world of special effects, people will go like, oh, God, how lame. But you got to just, like, put what you know of today's movie making aside. Get your thinking cap on to where it's, like, 1970, you know, and you're watching this late at night. Everybody's gone to bed, and you're all alone. It will creep you out. It will definitely creep you out.
Wait. I mean, I know movies without special effects are good. The Lost Boys. Take that for example. There's not many special effects in that movie, but I thought
The one with Kiefer when he's
Kiefer
young?
Kiefer Sutherland, and the vampires.
And who's the other kid? Corey Feldman was in that?
He was in it too in the other one. always played with Corey Feldman. I can't think of his name.
Not River Phoenix.
No. These two did movies like the teenage movies. Yeah. I thought that's one of the best movies out there, and not many special effects.
Yeah, that was a good. And that's where it turns out it's the teacher who's really the head vampire or something.
I think it was the teacher or something like that. Yeah. No. Or was it the guy who owned the video store or something like that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in years. But anyway, I'm sure I'll have to Netflix that now to see. But definitely Netflix Carnival of Souls. You'll see Candace Hillegass. When she signed her, she gave us the picture of her when she's coming out of the car wreck, out of the river, and she's all wet and like a drowned rat, and she signed it, "Hauntingly Yours, Candace Hillegass." She goes, I'm impressed. In fact, when we had our New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, we used to have an open house holiday party at the house when Jeff and I were running it. And we made the announcement at the meeting, and John and Nancy of Spirit Searchers were at that meeting, and John said to Nancy, "Hey, you know, why don't we just go? We're members." And she's like, "Well, we just joined. We don't even know these people." He's like, "Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Let's just do it." So they showed up. You know, we had an open house. It would run for like 8 hours throughout the day. People could come and go and eat, drink, be merry, and take off. And like I said, in the hallway was like our Hall of Fame, where pictures, you know, where all these people had signed it and stuff. And so, you know, John and Nancy are there. They get something to eat, and they're kind of walking around. And John sees the picture of Candace Hillegass. And all of a sudden, he says to Nancy, "Oh, Carnival of Souls, I love that movie. These people were cool." I mean, he knew he had found home, you know. It was like,
wow.
And when he came to me and he said, "I know that, you know, I love that movie." And I'm like, "Oh, dude, you're so in with me."
So wait, how the hell did I get in then?
What?
Well, I never went and did that, all that kind of stuff. Oh, that's right. I'm a technical guy.
Yeah. You just wooed me with your technical expertise.
Yeah, that, and I fixed your laptop many times.
Yeah, but hey, you know. Well, plus, you've proven yourself a very valid investigator, and now you're a trainer and a team leader. You take people to Eastern State. I mean, you've come a long way, Mr. 100.
Jeez. What are you going to do when I move to PA?
I guess I'll be putting a lot more miles driving my laptop out there.
Exactly.
Anyway, so for those of you, that's a little ditty there on Dolores Fuller and Carnival of Souls and Candace Hillegass, all good things. And, you know, you got the Ed Wood movie with Johnny Depp is just, it's so hysterical. Oh, God. And Bill Murray is in it, and to this day, I can't say "screw you" without following it up with "Miss Crowley," because that's his line. He's like, "Well, screw you, Miss Crowley." So every time I say "screw you," I have to follow it up with "Miss Crowley." of you who hear that and you're like, "What is she doing?" That's why. It's from Ed Wood. It was, you know.
As you all realize, she's the only one laughing here.
Well, there are people listening to this going, yes, I know that movie. I love that. Come on. I mean, the great Criswell that's
all right,
in it.
One person.
Now, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there. All right, email me. For those of you who know the Ed Wood movie with Johnny Depp and like it. You know what? We'll have an Ed Wood appreciation party.
I will not be attending.
I'll run the movie on the TV, and people can come, and we can all see who knows how many lines. Like, who can recite it the most verbatim? Because I used to watch it a lot.
Let's see. Ed Wood appreciation party bar. Which one?
Yeah. Hey, I can have drinks. I can make my own bar at home.
It's not the same.
I do have that hint of Irish blood in me.
Hint.
Hint. And I know how to use it. I wield a really stiff. Did I tell you how stiff a drink I make? I mean, I've gotten like grown men like fall over drunk off of one drink, you know.
That's how she gets her men.
Damn. Now they know my secret. "Here, darling, the more you drink, the better I look." Anyway, moving on. I will be doing presentations of the paranormal kind coming up at supposedly October 5th. It's Jackson Library in Jackson, New Jersey at 7 o'clock. And October 13th at Leisure Village in Lakewood, New Jersey at 7. October 14th, the lovely Science Fiction Society of Northern New Jersey will host my presentation at Borders Books in Paramus Plaza in Paramus, New Jersey at 8 p.m. October 19th, I'll be up at Belvedere Women's Club in Belvedere, New Jersey at 7:30 p.m. October 23rd, down in Matawan, Aberdeen Library, Matawan, New Jersey, 7 p.m. And November 1st, Ocean County Library, Lakewood, New Jersey at 7 p.m.
And, of course, make sure to stay tuned to the website for any changes.
Yes, in case those things have to get moved around or canceled. And that's on the Halloween 2006 page of the NJGHS.site.
Hopefully by this time it's been moved down the list.
What?
The deadline should be above that.
Oh, come on. It's Halloween.
So?
Well, I'm, you know. Well, it's time to move along to Shout Out. Now, each week we give a shout out to a paranormal investigating group or ghost hunting club. We want to recognize those exceptional organizations out there in the field. Stop it, Brian. Who are doing the research and sharing their findings via their websites. If you would like your group shouted at, you know, he's dancing around to the music and it's making me nuts. All right, if you want your group shouted at, send an email with the link to your site to thedeadline@njghs.net. We'll check out your site, and if you make the grade, we'll definitely let you know what show you're going to be shouted at on. So this week's shout-out, get your hands up there, this week's shout-out goes to the Mysterious Maryland Tour Company. This is founded by my friend and colleague, as well as an author, Vince Wilson. And Vince is the author of Ghost Tech and Ghost Science, and he heads up the Maryland Paranormal Investigators Coalition. You can check out his site at www.marylandparanormal.com. And also, the shout-out, like I said, is going to his newly founded tour company, the Mysterious Maryland Tour Company. You can check them out at www.mysteriousmdformaryland.com. The link is also on the Ghost Hunt and Tour page of the Halloween 2006 page, so you can check it out there and click on the Mysterious Maryland Tour. And, you know, just don't forget, we're going to be taking that tour down there on November 4th, so. Oh, guess what? We're still trying to figure out, but we're really going to do it. Brian and I have actually picked a date, October 12th. Now, we're still waiting to hear on what haunted bar it's going to be in. And if those of you who own a haunted bar and you're like, oh, shoot, yeah, come and do your podcast at our bar, email me or call me on my e-voice number, 908-325-0140.
You will get a plug.
Yeah, big time. But so we're looking to do our Halloween shows, which would be October 27th show, the week of, uploading on the 27th and uploading on November 3rd. Yeah, I put the 4th, but I meant the 3rd. So we're looking for a haunted bar to record those in. We've set the date. It's going to be October 12th. So as soon as we know what bar we'll be recording in, we'll definitely let people know through the Yahoo groups, Blast, and on the website.
Come on out.
So that way people can come out and we'll be recording it. And you can just walk up to us and we'll just throw the mic in your face, tell us your story, say hello, what have you. But we're going to have a good time with it. I think it's going to be...
Say hi, tell a story, buy us a drink, whatever.
Yeah, you know, the buy us a drink part is one of my favorite, you know. That's my favorite thing. How to get Laura's attention. Here's a Captain and Coke. Fresh lime, okay, people, just so you know. And real Coca-Cola, not Pepsi. And real Captain Morgan's rum and real fresh lime squeezed in with the lime floating on top. Got it? No. I mean, I do have certain quirks, and that's one of them. But, yeah, so we've targeted a particular haunted bar that we're very fond of, and we're still waiting to hear back from the manager. So, but we'll keep you posted. But you do know it will be October 12th. It looks like we'll be getting the team leaders together. So you come out, you're going to get to see Brian, me, possibly Laura Lindemann, the team leader from the Northeast Division, Greg and Sherry, team leaders from the Central Jersey Division, and possibly David Roundtree, who heads up Skyland's Paranormal Investigators, or investigative team. So...
Plus, you'll be at a bar.
Skyland's Paranormal Investigative Team. Spit. I don't think that's... I think it's just SPI, Skylands Paranormal Investigations or something. But anyway, yeah, hopefully he'll be there. He's the one that does all that really incredible work on EVPs and sound theories and stuff. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's in a bar. It'll be haunted. We'll be there, you know. So it's October 12th, but we're just waiting to hear back as to which bar it's going to be. And like I said, if you own a bar and you're like, wow, you know, I'll even make up a ghost story if they'll come here and, you know, record the show here. Hey, you know. I'll do it. So anyway, I think that's it for now. We can go to our first commercial break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for our favorite segment of the show.
The end?
The second favorite time of the show. Okay. Parashare. Now, thanks to those of you who take the time to write in and share your great ghostly encounters and paranormal experiences. The only problem is you're writing them in invisible ink. I can't read them. My email is not generating them, and it's not opening them. So, if you would take the time to fill out the handy-dandy form, which is on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website, I may actually get your parashare and be able to read it on the show.
Yeah, I'm tired of you people being users.
Yeah.
You know, give back.
I mean, all of those of you saying, well, my ghost friend wrote it, that's why it's invisible. Funny, haha, it's over. Now, really, send the email to thedeadline@njghs.net. Or, like I said, you can use that handy form. And if your story really rocks, we're going to invite you to come in and be on the podcast with us right here in the lovely studios of downtown Parsippany, New Jersey, and tell it yourself.
Well, you know what? No.
No?
I'm not inviting them, because you know
no
what?
No more? We give up.
You know, because you know what? If they're not even going to write us a parashare, then screw them.
Yeah, really. You know what? I challenge them. If you're really, like, form-phobic and you don't want to email, here's what you do. Take your digital recorder, because you're supposed to be ghost hunters to begin with, so you should have a digital audio recorder in your ghost gear, and tell your story into your recorder, upload the files in MP3, and email it to brian@njghs.net. Now, let's see if any of you out there with your ghostly gadgets can figure out how to do that.
Probably not.
Well, you know what? In that way, you're not having to write, you're not having to type. Just tell your story, save the files in MP3, and send it to Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, like brain transposed, @njghs.net. And that way we'll be able to play your story right on the podcast with your voice, and you don't even have to travel here.
After we, of course, check it first.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll edit it, you know. We'll throw in some chimp noises in the background.
Sound effects.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. All right. So, let's see. I have to make a note to people. As far as the monthly drawing goes, because this is the end of September, we haven't really had many parashares, so I'm going to hold off doing the monthly drawing for membership in the NJGHS till sometime in October, okay? Because I really want to have more parashares and people to truly choose from. So, all right? Now, since nobody wrote in a parashare...
Again.
God. I have found a true ghost story on the internet. Now, you know if it's on the internet, just like on TV, it's real, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This story is called Old Haunted Farmhouse. You want ghost stories? And I have a couple of them from personal experiences. But for now, I'll tell you one of them that still haunts me. The setting is an old farmhouse near Campbellford, Ontario, Canada. It took place in December of 1982, while I was working with a friend there, looking after poultry, sheep, and goats. The owner was a bookkeeper for a Toronto firm and had hired us to stay on his hobby farm and run it. The weather had been very mild, so much so that my buddy had been able to continue plowing, and having a full moon helping with the light helped to light the fields, which was a great benefit to us. After a full day, which had commenced at 5 a.m. and went through to about 1 a.m., we finally loaded up the old wood-burning furnace in the basement and retired to our rooms. I have a nasty habit of having to read a bit before turning out the light, and did so for about 20 minutes. Then turned out the light. The full moon seemed to keep the room well lighted, and I soon drifted off. I awoke to find a girl standing beside my bed, dressed in a long nightgown. I was seeing through her. Not the nightgown, through her. Got it? The moon had shifted position in the sky, and I knew that a couple of hours had passed since I went to sleep. The wallpaper in the room, which had been striped, was now a floral print. Roses, I think. I experienced ghosts before and was not frightened, and the sad look on her face moved me to ask her what she wanted. She looked right at me, and it seemed strange that her lips never moved, but I learned her whole story. This is the tale that she gave me. It seems that her and her younger sister had been orphaned and sent to live with their aunt and uncle on this farm. Excuse me. I was now sleeping in the room that she had occupied. It seemed the uncle had started an incestuous relationship with her and had threatened to turn her and her sister out if ever she told anyone, and also promised not to touch the younger sister if she cooperated. That was until the younger sister became pregnant by him, at which time the two girls found that he had been using the same story on both of them. The sisters had no idea as to how their uncle would take the news, never mind the aunt who, though having her suspicions, turned a blind eye towards the whole thing. The story became a little blurry here, as if I couldn't receive the information quick enough, but the next part was as clear as the December night it was told in. The uncle killed both of them and had buried them in the basement. He told his wife and the neighbors that they had run off with some no good out west somewhere, and as far as he was concerned, it was good riddance. At this time, the girls started to fade, slowly, and I watched in amazement as the wallpaper started to change back to its stripes. The floral pattern faded, and as quickly as it did, the stripes appeared. The moon hadn't changed position much, and I was sitting up in bed. I did not awaken this way. I was already awake. I went down to the basement and found the place that the girl had indicated to me. The poured concrete floor was covered with dirt and bits of wood, but a quick sweep with the broom soon showed a patch where the floor had been poorly repaired, right at the bottom of the stairs in front of the old furnace. I returned to my bed thinking that it was a strange thing to have happened, and went to sleep. I talked to my buddy about it in the morning, and he thought it was a bit strange, but he also knew that I wouldn't make something like this up. We wondered if the boss would let us dig up the floor just to satisfy our curiosity, but thought that we might go ahead on our own and repair the damages through the week. I began having second thoughts about it, though. Did I really want to find a couple of skeletons buried there? And how would I explain how I knew they were there to anyone? And if we found nothing, I would have looked like the person whose imagination had overpowered its good sense and had become obsessed with nightmare. I always wondered if there was a tale of two girls, one about 16, the other 14, who during the 1920s had left the area to go out west and were never heard from again. I also wonder what would happen if I returned to the old house and somehow talked the owner into allowing me to dig up part of his basement. I'd probably be run off with a shotgun. I also wonder if I'd let the spirit down who reached beyond the grave to me, attempting to get the truth out. If I have, I hope she forgives me. The story I related is a true one, and whenever I think about it, I have all those questions running through my mind. Wow.
Nice.
That's very good. You ever hear anything like that, Brian?
No, it's the first time.
I mean, I've seen it in movies where the ghost is coming and trying to explain
right.
to get help, but pretty neat. So that's a good parashare. Now, people, if you've got, maybe you don't have something to that level, but you might have something ghostly to recant, please send it in to thedeadline@njghs.net. So let's move along to haunted trivia, shall we? Okay. Last week, you were asked, what is the surname of the brothers Sam and Dean on the show Supernatural? And the answer is...
Winchester.
Very good.
Duh.
Sam and Dean Winchester. This week's haunted trivia has a skill level of challenging. Now, the daytime horror soap in the 1960s, Dark Shadows, featured resident vampire Barnabas Collins. Who was the writer slash director of this awesome daytime TV horror soap? Okay, who was the writer-director of Dark Shadows?
Now come on, people. My God.
Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll receive a CD crafted by our own Brian Sant of all our podcasts from September 2005 up until April 2006, and a bumper sticker, the official NJGHS bumper sticker, which kindly says honk once if you're haunted and twice if you're possessed. Okay, so let us know if you know the writer-director's name, who was the writer-director for the show Dark Shadows. Did you ever watch that, Dark
No.
Shadows? Oh, it was great. I remember I was young enough that I still, you know, I was like a little kid to where, like, the woman who was like my, I called her my Aunt Mary. Aunt Mary would babysit me. All the other kids that she babysat had to go into the bedroom and go on to the beds and their mats and go to sleep. But I was her special one. So
Aww.
She would let me have my soft sweater, and I would just curl up in front of the TV, and she watched General Hospital, and then she would watch Dark Shadows.
Whoa.
Well, Dark Shadows, man, I just loved it. I mean, watch that thing, and Barnabas Collins, and you know what? On my first pseudo honeymoon that I went on with Jeff, we were heading up to the lovely Poconos, and before we went up there, we went into Manhattan and met with Bernie Morshin, who toured us on the One Life to Live set. Well, Bernie was the props guy for Dark Shadows.
Wow.
So when we went to visit him at his house, I saw one of those old, like, I don't know if you call them a parlophone. Remember the record player that had the big vent, like kind of like a lotus flower
Yes.
speaker?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw that, and I said, oh, that's neat. Where'd you get that? And he goes, oh, it's left over from the Dark Shadows set. I'm like, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, I was the props guy. He starts showing me around the house. You would not believe all the neat things he had, and he had pictures of Barnabas Collins and different actresses and stuff, and that's when we made the arrangements to go in and see him on the set of One Life to Live, and I met Robert Wood, who's on that soap opera. But in any event, so Dark Shadows, really cool. So be the first person to email hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, the correct answer of the writer-director for Dark Shadows. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back. It's time to, like, wrap it up here. I do want to mention ghostworldconference.com. Check out the website. All the great info is on there about the speakers, the workshops, presentations, you name it. Trade show space is really selling out.
Like crazy.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's going to be the largest. I mean, that's when we say Ghost World Conference. Plus with X-Zone, our official radio. Yeah, he's going to be broadcasting live from the conference.
We're international too.
This is true. Our tiny little podcast here.
We made Australia.
That's right. In fact, I sent her a t-shirt and a bumper sticker to say thanks so much, you know. And I don't know if she's gotten it yet.
How much was the postage on that one?
It was over $52. I did it by FedEx.
Oh, my God.
And I did get the FedEx email that it has been delivered, but I don't know if it was delivered directly to her or it looks like it went to some FedEx holding thing. That, I don't know. Well, anyway, that was for Hannah. So, hi, Hannah. I hope the shirt fits. It was a 2004 Ghost Conference shirt, which is like a collector's item at this point. Cause that was the last one that I had. So, I said, well, this is it. I could have eBayed this as a collectible, but I'm going to send it off to Hannah.
$3 for it.
Anyway, so don't forget, time's running out for the early bird registration rate of $95 if you want to attend the Ghost World Conference. Of course, if you're an NJGHS member, you can email me and I'll verify your membership and I will send you a link for the NJGHS buddy rate of $85, okay? Which is good till April 30th, 2007. But like I said, the regular early bird registration rate expires November 1st, and that's $95. So anyway, stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website and you get all the info there. And sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups. Get the latest and greatest blasts and info and keep abreast of all the paranormal happenings. All right, so thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the King.
And as always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. And thanks to those of you who keep listening and downloading our show weekly. Because I know at some point, and you know this too, in life you've got to meet that deadline.